Ready for first. Progress test 6. Listening. Part 4. Multiple choice. You will hear part of a radio interview with a weather forecaster called Peter Mason. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
I'd like to welcome weather forecaster Peter Mason to the programme this morning. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
You have an interesting job, one which affects all of us. What made you interested in weather forecasting in the first place?
Well, that goes back a long way. It was when I was pretty young, about 5 or 6, I would say, and I found it a complete mystery why one day we'd have brilliant sunshine and the next it would be pouring down with rain. So I started asking my father difficult questions which he couldn't answer, like where does thunder come from and so on. And he bought me a book about weather for my birthday. I think he just got fed up answering my questions. Then my interest developed into a passionate hobby, and it has never stopped.
What particularly interests you about the weather now that you're an adult and working with weather every day?
That's an interesting question. I think it's got to be the uncertainty of it all. Sometimes weather events just come out of nowhere and surprise everyone. We do our best to make predictions based on reliable information, but there are always the times when nature just follows her own plans. Like the mini hurricane in 1987 in the south of England. None of us got that right. Mind you, if we were right all the time, life wouldn't be so interesting, would it?
Do you completely rely on computer data these days?
Well, I have to admit that there's been a big growth in the part computer information plays in our forecasting, but it's not our only source. We use other things too, like reports from official observers in different areas of the country and signals at weather stations, as well as unofficial weather spotters. But building a weather forecast is very complicated because there are so many possibilities to consider. Sometimes it's like being a well-informed magician.
Why do you think the weather is such an important topic of conversation for people?
I think the simple answer to that is it's fascinating. It's changing all the time. And of course, weather has an impact on all our lives. It affects everything we do, from where we work, the way we travel, our free time activities, our holidays, our safety. Everything depends on the weather, so, of course, everyone wants to talk about it.
Some people say that forecasting the weather is an art as well as a science. Do you agree?
Absolutely. To become a good weather forecaster, you need to know a lot of science. But what you're doing is basically creating a picture of the future using the different tools that you have, a bit like an artist. Most forecasters that I know have an artist inside them and have hobbies that involve creativity, like music or painting. I do some drama in my spare time. That's something else a TV weather forecaster has to be, a bit of an actor.
After all these years making weather forecasts, do you still have an admiration for the weather?
Oh, yes, undeniably. That's another thing forecasters have in common. We are all interested in the weather outside our professional work. I will travel for miles to see a particularly beautiful sunset or sunrise, and I still enjoy the sight of unusual cloud formations or amazing colour illusions created by rain in sunshine. Our weather is very beautiful.
And how about the future, Peter? How do you think weather forecasting will change?
Well, it's inevitable that more advanced technology will allow us to make more accurate predictions. It's likely that we shall soon be able to predict not only when and where hailstones will fall, but the size of the hailstones themselves. Also, if weather forecasting progresses, we'll be able to deal better with the terrible problems of wildfires in hot, dry areas. Knowing more about wind speed and direction will save a lot of lives. However, in the end, I believe there will always be a need for people to be involved in forecasting. Computers will never be able to do it all themselves.
That's good to hear. Thank you, Peter.